there's obviously a certain power to a good book. It can grip you and plunge you into a new world far from your own. If your world is the four walls of a prison cell, the need for that kind of escape can be even greater. The Freedom Inside Project has been delivering thousands of books to incarcerated women in New South Wales, and they're hoping to embark on the next stage of the plan, book clubs. They've got big ambitions. Gloria Larman is the CEO of the Women's Justice Network. Good morning to you. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
What's the ambition? What's the new bit of this? You've got big ideas.
We do. What we want to do is to raise enough money so we can pay women that have been to prison themselves to go back in and run book clubs for the women because they know what it's like to be in there.
And you're launching, what, a drive for funding?
We are. Yeah, we are. We're hoping to raise $55,000 to have enough money to be able to run it for 12 months. Ideally, we'd love to raise more, but we're aiming for that 12 months to see how it goes as well.
Are you able to measure the impact of books and reading on individuals in prisons?
Anecdotally, we can. I guess there is a lot of research to actually talk about the power of books and how books can keep you going and take you away from where you are as well. And we get lots of feedback from the women themselves to say that actually they developed a love of reading whilst they were in custody, which is fantastic. And they've been able to continue that all the way through.
What's it like for a woman in prison? What does a day look like?
Okay, a day is a long day. It's a day where some women will work in tasks within the jail. So they may be on the cleaning crew. They may be fixing Qantas headsets, packing them together. But a lot of the time, they'll get up around probably 8 o'clock. But they'll be locked back in their cell around 3 o'clock in most centres. So, from 3 to 8 o'clock, they're in their cell. They may have a cellmate they like, but they may not. So it's a long time to be on their own. If they want to watch TV, they have to hire TV, so they have to have money to be able to do that. And so, books are a really great way to escape. And it gives them something to talk about when they catch up with their family and friends. They can also, part of this was to people were able to buy children's books, so the women could actually read stories to their children when they went to bed, which was quite a new initiative during COVID, where the women got access to tablets to be able to do that. So again, that supports that notion that, we know that it's really important for children to be read to. So now that women in prison can actually have that opportunity as well.
And how widely do the literacy levels vary?
Oh, they vary greatly. So within that, there's a whole lot of books to help women to be able to increase their literacy skills. There's also a lot of women in prison where English is the second language. Trying to get books as well in other languages so it can actually be accessible for all women.
Overnight, the United Nations Subcommittee Against Torture condemned Australia's treatment of youth detainees, finding practices like solitary confinement contravene the UN's Convention Against Torture. Is your program working with youth detainees, female youth detainees?
We do work. We have a different program that goes into the youth centre. There's only one, obviously, in Sydney. Out in Campbelltown for girls. There's not a lot of girls in custody, but we do run what we call a Healing From Within project, which is an arts and creativity program, which goes in once a week and meets with the girls. And again, that program, again, is based in having women that have been to prison and been through the system go back into the juvenile centre and try to get the girls to actually be able to see and feel what it's like to change their life as well, because if you don't actually know anybody that's done it, it's very hard to see that you can change.
And what's the value for these women in going back?
They're very excited to be doing that. They will be going back supported because it can be a bit traumatic going back into that environment where they were.
I would have thought for many of them, the last place in the world they'd want to be going back to is back into prison.
Yeah, and a lot of women won't, but some women will, and particularly the ones on our, we have a lived experience advisory panel, and they're women that really, when you leave prison, you're always thinking about the women that are still there. Because they were your family for such a long time. They supported you, you know, through some of the darkest hours that you would have gone through. So for women need to break away from their cycle, their circle of friends, but it doesn't mean they don't stop thinking about people they've left behind. So that's really important. I think that's the motivation.
What's the most popular sort of book for women in prisons?
Oh, look, it's pretty varied.
Like crime?
Yeah, well, sometimes it is crime, but there's things like even cooking books where people can actually get away from, you know, what they're doing in their day-to-day life. There's a lot of Indigenous books as well that are very popular. You know, books like, you know, I Am Malia too, and then all the children, so many, like there's heaps. Some of them are trauma-based books. Some of them are motivational books. It's quite, yeah, I was surprised when I heard about the cooking books, but, yeah, they like them.
Gloria Larman, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck with the fundraising drive. The idea of book clubs sounds terrific.
Okay. Bye.
That's the CEO of the Women's Justice Network, Gloria Larman.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Hey, podcasters, just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories about the law and justice, without a whole lot of legal jargon, check out the Law Report on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.